This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and thanks for making us part of your day. As Tim Cato, All-City Dallas, set to join us here and talk about the Mavericks after the drafting of Cooper Flagg. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys?
The same. You know, just ecstatic about what this could mean for this upcoming year. I think the Mavs look as good as anybody once they get healthy for this championship. What do you think Cooper Flagg does for their chances?
Oh, he helps. He helps right away. This is such a fascinating situation that, you know, think back through all the number one picks. There's not a lot of examples of a player showing up right away to a team that is not just trying to win, but, you know, has a roster to assemble that, you know, it's not just a team that's going to go scrap for the playoffs. It's a team that, you know, their ambitions are multiple playoff series wins to be a contender. And I think Cooper, as the number one pick, is very well equipped to fit into that mold. You know, a lot of number one picks, you know, you're going to see them get drafted and they're going to be, you know, just incredible, incredible scorers. And with all this boundless ceiling and talent and potential, and you know, certainly many of them are good right away, but sometimes they need to kind of flesh out all the other stuff in their games. And I think with Cooper, of course, you know, he's going to develop. Of course, he's going to learn and grow. And, you know, there's going to be rookie moments for him just like anybody. But, you know, when I think about, you know, really elite prospects, you know, coming, you know, generational talents coming into the NBA, you know, Cooper is one of those guys who, you know, he can do all the small things and, you know, he can do the small things maybe even better than the big things. And, you know, he has the motor. He's going to, you know, cut and dive and, you know, he's going to offensive rebound and he's going to, you know defensive principles and schemes right away. He's going to pick that up. He's going to be a plus on both ends. Absolutely. He helps a lot. You know, I think his ceiling, where his career can go is mesmerizing and fascinating, but there's no questions that he's going to come into the NBA instantly and be a really, really, really good starter for this team.
Other than that, what can you say about how things are going to go? Can we be sure about what his role is until we see who else is on the roster?
It's a good question. And, you know, these type of questions are the ones you want to have. It's questions about, okay, what is the best way for him to fit into this roster, to fit into this team? There's a little bit of redundancy on the roster. I don't think there's any doubt about that with, you know, they've got five guys who are going to take up pretty much every minute of the front court right now when they're healthy. To the extent that Cooper Flagg, you know, there's you know, even Jason Kidd on our DLLS show a month ago, you know, was talking about maybe he'll play shooting guard. So I do think there's absolutely, you know, some questions just about where they go with the roster. And increasingly, it does kind of feel and seem like the plan, the idea is to run things back as much as possible. But like I said, I mean, they're good questions. You know, we can dive a little bit more into this, but they're good questions to have. And, you know, I think the great thing about Cooper is just, he's so versatile. He can fit anywhere. He's going to make a positive impact no matter who's on the court around him. The question is, you know, how much, you know, what's the right way to maximize, you know, his abilities.
I mean, even when they do go get a point guard, which I'm assuming they're going to do, they still only have one. So I imagine they would prefer to get Flagg in some playmaking, but it might be forcing it as a true point guard at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, virtually every single player coming into the NBA has some ability to dribble and, you know, grab a rebound and take it down the court. And, you know, Flagg does that stuff at a really, really high level. He is absolutely somebody who can make plays. But yeah, he's not a point guard. You know, that, you know, being able to make plays, being able to create shots is a different skill set than, you know, doing it 30 times a game is a different skill set than being asked to do it 60 times a game. And just having somebody that you know is, you know, no matter his matchup, is going to be able to create an advantage. You know, I don't think that's quite yet what he's going to be, you know, all the time. So yes, point guard and creation, I think, is the most important thing. And right now, you know, even with, you know, them potentially signing or definitely they're going to, you know, sign somebody, you know, and my pal Mark Stein on over at DLLS is, you know, he's reported Dallas is the leaders in the clubhouse for D'Angelo Russell. So there's, you know, one name that it might be. But yeah, I will say that, you know, he's going to be asked to do a lot of it because I do look at this team and I do think they're pretty light when it comes to offensive creation.
Tim Cato with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's continue with that because we talked D-Lo earlier in our show. What do you think of that fit? And are there some other names out there? I know Chris Paul's been mentioned. Maybe the Mavericks try and find a way to convince him. Like, who else do you see if it's not D'Lo? And are they better in your mind than maybe D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah, it's, you know, this is my one critique of how it seems like the Mavericks offseason is going, is that I think it's just so important to try to find somebody who can, you know, not just bridge the gap until Kyrie comes back. You know, he's an all NBA player and he is, you know, right now, Kyrie is pretty much the most important player to making this whole roster work. He's going to miss half the season. You know, D'Angelo may be the best player they can get, you know, on the free agency market. But free agency is not the only way that you could go try to get a point guard. You know, this is a situation that, you know, if the Mavericks have a high priority, as high of a priority as me, and, you know, maybe they don't, and maybe I'm wrong. You know, that's totally fair. You know, but that's where, how I see the team. And if I were running the team, you know, right now, I would be very aggressive about, you know, moving players and doing what it takes to try to get somebody who is obviously not going to, you know, replace Kyrie one-to-one in terms of creation ability and all NBA talent, but just get somebody who is out there, you know, because, you know, D'Angelo or, you know, bring back Dante Exum, Chris Paul doesn't seem likely to, you know, could be going anywhere other than LA, Malcolm Brogdon, you know, at this point of his career, his early 30s and not as effective as he used to be. D'Angelo Russell, yeah, probably is the most talented, you know, available guard, you know, if you're just prioritizing that with free agency. It's just, you know, that is a choice they're making. And I think if I were running the team, I would make a slightly different choice.
Tim, I'm concerned about all the coaches walking out of here. Is that something Mavs fans should also be concerned about?
It's a situation where, you know, we'll still see what happens with Godsham God and Jared Dudley. Sean Sweeney is definitely leaving. Alex Jensen, you know, left. I think you could look at each individual case and say, and there's, you know, probably a logical explanation. But when you look at it in totality and when you look at, you know, just how different this coaching staff is going to be, you know, never mind all the Jason Kidd rumors that swirled, although certainly, you know, just to get it on the record, I directly asked Nico Harrison about that last night at the post-draft press conference. And he said that, yes, Jason Kidd is going to be the head coach. But yeah, it stands out to me. It does feel like something significant. I do believe, you know, from conversations I've had, you know, things I've heard that, you know, it's certainly noticeable how much of an effect it's going to have on next season. You know, that's a really hard thing to say, but for four different coaches, you know, to be potentially leaving all in one summer, yeah, that does stand out to me.
If you had to vote, is it guys wanting to leave, or maybe they're removing people loyal to Luka? Is one of those narratives in play?
I don't think anybody's being removed, but a big part of why a lot of coaches are even able or available to leave is that they're out of contract. That's not the case for Jared Dudley, but the rest of these guys, you know, have had contracts that are expiring at, you know, they're going to expire at the end of the month. You know, they're only signed through this season. Typically, you know, not every single instance, but a lot of times in the NBA, when a franchise makes a very successful run to the NBA finals, like they did two seasons ago in 2024, that is often met with extensions throughout the coaching staff, without the, you know, throughout the key personnels. So that was something Dallas chose not to do. And, you know, I think that absolutely is contributing to this, you know, what might be, you know, like I said, four different coaches all moving on, is that, you know, Dallas did not, you know, did not extend these guys. You know, they did not, you know, lock them up under Jason Kidd, even as Jason Kidd did get an extension, obviously had some interest from the Lakers. So if you look at it from an organizational standpoint, you know, this is a byproduct of choices that were made. You know, to not necessarily go out and say this is the coaching staff that, you know, Dallas wants under Jason Kidd, even though it's, you know, pretty clear that, you know, these are all guys, you know, Sean Sweeney particularly, these are all guys who had, you know, been with J. Kidd for quite some time.
Tim, what can you tell me about Matt Riccardi and what he does within the organization?
Yeah, so he's the assistant general manager of the team, and certainly a very influential part of the team. You know, I he works very, very closely with Nico. You know, the usually, you know, in past, you know, back in the Donnie Nelson days, you know, he ran a very open front office where he solicited info from everybody. You didn't always know what Donnie Nelson was thinking. But, you know, when conversations were being had, a lot of people were involved. And, you know, I don't mean to imply that, you know, nobody gets involved. Obviously, there's a, you know, so, you know, there's tons of people in that front office and they all have roles and contributions and, you know, moments. But this is a front office that is, a, you know, around Nico and around Matt Riccardi and Michael Finley and Andrew Baker, who's their cap guy. You know, a lot of conversations about where the team directionally is going, what they're trying to do, is pretty focused, you know, in that core group. And Matt's absolutely a huge part of it. So yeah, I would say absolutely. He is very influential within the front office, and very much is somebody that Nico Harrison listens to.
So he's like, Nico leans on him, say, more than anybody else in the organization.
I've heard various things, but, you know, I think there's certainly times that, that's probably, you know, I think for the most part, that's an accurate characterization. Yes.
When it comes to the trading, I know you said there were other ways that you looked to maybe go get a guard. I mean, were you surprised by Daniel Gafford getting the extension? I was thinking him or PJ made a lot of sense with the expiring contract. That would be a piecey move. Like, who do you think would be some guys that you'd look to move to kind of move pieces on this team? And would a guy like, I know, Derek White in Boston be an interesting name?
I wasn't surprised at the extension, because Dallas signed him in a manner that he is immediately still trade eligible. What I have been surprised at is that everything coming out of Dallas, everything I'm hearing from them, is that they insist they want to keep him. And, you know, it still wouldn't surprise me if he ends up getting traded, you know, this month or next. But certainly I don't think they have something in the works or did not sign him to an extension, you know, with the idea of trading him. Daniel Gafford is a player who absolutely is valued around the league. And so, you know, there is, you know, there could have been scenarios where you signed him to an extension, you know, you got that taken care of. And then he's even, you know, a bit more appealing, you know, as a trade target for other franchises. So that's why that wasn't that surprising to me. It's just a matter of, you know, this team, you know, now has three centers. I know Anthony Davis wants to and is going to play a lot of four, and in the regular season, that's fine. But there are going to be instances where Anthony Davis is playing the five. There's going to be games where that's the best lineup for Dallas. We saw it last season, you know, in Luka's return. You know, it was a lot of Anthony Davis in the second half of that game, even though Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, although they were on minutes restrictions, but they were available and they did not reach their minutes restriction. It was just clear that those were the better lineups for that matchup, for that game. So when I look at that and you know, two starting level centers and Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, you know, and a third guy who was going to play that position, it does seem pretty crowded to me. Obviously, there's some injury redundancy and health concerns. And there's no doubt that Anthony Davis and Derek Lively will probably miss some regular season games next year. But, you know, in my opinion, yeah, there is a pretty crowded front court. And, you know, certainly the minutes when this team is healthy, you know, if this is the roster that they take into next season, there's going to be people who are not playing as much as they have in the past.
That's what makes it incredible. If Flag can play shooting guard, is getting Washington, Davis, Lively, Flag all out there at the same time, and that would just be a sight to behold. Is it possible?
It'd be great, but then does Max Christie, you know, Klay Thompson's going to take half the minutes at shooting guard. Yeah. So if Cooper's taking, you know, some of those, where does Max Christie fit into the rotation? You know, the idea that they would bring somebody, you know, bring Dante Exum back or somebody like that, you know, pretty hard, pretty difficult to kind of see where he fits in. Najee Marshall is another guy who absolutely will be in the rotation. It just gets a little bit tricky. And again, there's almost always a player or two injured, you know, at any given point once you get about a few weeks into an NBA season. And so that will solve itself to some degree, or it would be useful to have these, you know, this many players to kind of step in. But it's not a, you know, it can be a hard sell to go into a season and tell players, well, you're out of the rotation until somebody, you know, until somebody gets healthy, you know, if that player is expecting and has been a rotation player at every other point of their career.
Klay Thompson, I would be looking to move him if I could. Is there a market for him? Do you get any feeling that they would like to?
He's kind of their only shooter left. So I think he would have a market. I think that shooting is, you know, just about one of the most valuable skills in the NBA. I haven't got a lot of a sense, you know, much of a sense that they've been looking to do that. And quite frankly, I look at their roster and I just don't see a lot of people who, you know, are going to have gravity behind the arc. Certainly a lot of people who can make threes. But in the modern NBA, when you talk about spacing, you know, you also have to have somebody that, you know, teams' defense and his opponents are scared to sag off of. And right now, you know, looking up and down, it's you know, after Klay Thompson, you know, who's the next person who kind of fits that bill? You know, who's healthy right now? Is it, you know, probably would be D'Angelo if that's the route they go. Brandon Williams is that the next most dangerous, you know, 3-point shooter in terms of gravity, in terms of spacing. So, you know, it's not the end all be all, but, you know, it's certainly something Dallas, you know, they are going to have to overcome the fact that they do not scare teams like even an average team in the NBA.
Hey, Tim, I was going to ask you, night two of the draft, is there anything that we need to know, or are we going to sit around and drink Diet Cokes and eat turkey sandwiches in the war room?
I think it's possible that they find a way to move back in, to trade back in. But I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going into tonight, you know, waiting for them to trade back in, like believing with certainty it's going to happen. Quite frankly, probably think it's a little, you know, if I had to put odds on it, I'd probably bet a little bit more that they don't than they do. But, you know, I know conversations will be happening. As far as the players go, I did not do as much draft prep. You know, I got to the first prospect and he seemed pretty good. And then I kind of looked at the Mavs pick and I realized it was the first pick. So, you know, when it came to like doing really deep dive, rigorous, you know, looks into second round prospects, I fear I don't have, you know, as much knowledge as I do some drafts.
Come on, Tim, man. And on the NFL side, we studied 230 players here. I think
it's very different.
You could have given me one or two guys to look at, right?
Okay. Let me see if I can do something right here. Well,
did they have any interest, you think, in trying to get back in to get Walter Clayton Jr.? That was just a name we liked. Yeah, I don't know if they liked it.
We were calling Brooklyn the whole time trying to get all their picks.
I didn't hear anything about that, but I didn't hear anything about it like really either direction. And it seems to me that they're pretty committed to free agency being the way that they figure out this free agent, you know, the point guard who's going to, you know, be there, fill in for the time that Kyrie misses next year, you know, and they also view Brandon Williams as a kind of up and coming young player who in all likelihood is, you know, not even all likelihood, you know, if you're drafting a point guard and, you know, late first round or any point in the second, you know, Brandon Williams has been in the league for several seasons now. He's going to be more ready for a role like that. Certainly not opposed to a long-term development thing, but I think at this point, you know, any, you know, even if they were to trade back in and draft a guard, that's not to address next season. You know, that's more of a long-term play. And the idea of potentially putting somebody next to, you know, Cooper Flagg and, you know, over the next, you know, over the coming seasons, you know, with an S.
So I imagine you're going to watch him in summer league.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Definitely be out there.
Cannot wait to get your reports, Tim. You are the absolute man. Enjoy your summer. We'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
There he goes. Tim Cato, All City Dallas with you. Just killing it once again for you in the G-Bag Nation, breaking down all things Mavs. Okay, what are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Just some sounds of the day. We've got the Deontay Johnson story that keeps on giving, and a suspension just came down for this great at his position. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, let's do it. Get some NFL news here, some sounds with the Wolchuk segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, let's get to some sounds of the sports day. But before that, we did get the news that former Texas Longhorn Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has now been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the season for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. So the suspension is going to take effect on August 26th, which is roster cutdown day, and then Tucker will be eligible for reinstatement on November 11th. He's currently a free agent after the Ravens released him last month following the reports of inappropriate sexual behavior by massage therapists. I don't know that he's going to get picked up. I mean, he's 35 years old. You kind of see the performance wasn't quite there anymore, but there's the latest on the Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I could see him getting another shot if he was still nails.
He's not.
But I think at this point it's embarrassment for a slightly above average kicker maybe.
All right, let's get to embarrassment here. Deontay Johnson's been in the news lately. That's a wide receiver that at one time was really considered one of the best young players in the league with Pittsburgh. Came out of Toledo, had himself a really good season, then kind of bounced around a little bit, spent time at Baltimore, Houston, and has now found a home in Cleveland. And he joined the Sports in Suits podcast. And he had this to say. We'll start about the stop in Baltimore. And here was Deontay Johnson discussing his time as a Raven.
I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no, like, passing plays, no nothing.
Wasn't it cold as you said?
Yeah, it was cold. So I'm on the sideline, just standing there, like, just going to the heater back and forth, like, just waiting to hear my name called.
Yeah.
So fourth, like end of third, going into the fourth or whatever. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, I'm like, nah, I don't think it's a, to me, I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't think it's a good idea for me, like, because, like, I was thinking about, like, my legs, I'm already, I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Right, right.
And it's not like I didn't want to go in the game, but you got to think, like, leading up to this point, I done been through so much. And
like you said, man, you were kind of checked out.
Yeah, I checked out mentally. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Like, I was just rolling with the punches at that time. So I told him I wasn't going in. I was like, I understand what you're saying, like, but I'm not going to go in. So I just sat on the bench. And then that's when they suspended me.
Yeah. So it was cold. He wasn't playing. He was mentally checked out, and he didn't want to put bad tape out there.
I know that feeling. You know, you're 2.5 hours into a long, cold day, and, like, nothing in your body wants to move. You just want to get in a hot bath, you know, in front of a heater. But you got to stay ready. Yeah. No excuse for it. Brian will tell you that.
Yeah, I think this is really the unfortunate part of football. And I appreciate him being honest about it.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, that you, but you've got to have that kind of relationship with your coaches and the players and, like, you know, keep him ready all week. Like, listen, we got an idea. You know, we're getting this game. This may be what's going to happen. And kind of let him know that. But I think it's really, really, really difficult when a player says, I don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want to, you know, be a part of that. And so that's tough. And I can understand him being frustrated. And, you know, he went from team to team to team. And a very talented guy. And you kind of... And you wonder if other teams have kind of felt the same thing that he just admitted to.
Okay.
That he doesn't.
Very unprofessional.
Yeah. So, that he doesn't, you know, when you really need to call on him, he's not going to be ready to play.
So in this same interview, and this is during the same conversation, he now goes to his time with the Texans. And you tell me if you notice a theme here.
I was asked to get released, and then I got picked up by Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Houston. Things was going smooth. I thought I was gonna be like the way they made it seem like I was gonna be playing a lot, like
right.
Just we want you to learn this. So I'm learning. I learned the playbook so fast, and then come game time, I'm getting like they putting the younger guys in. But I understand it's the guys they drafted, so I gotta wait my turn. But it's like, dang! But y'all was telling me
that
I'm
gonna
get
the
this
guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. I checked out mentally. I just went. It was bad timing. Checked out mentally. Talked to head coach right after the game. Like, I wasn't trying to wait. Had a drug test. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to talk to the head coach. And after that, they said I was a distraction.
Yeah.
And they released me.
Yeah. So you checked out mentally both places.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Houston. I get it. You're not getting playing time. That's a frustrating
good teams
deal.
Too.
Yeah. Playoff teams. No question about it. So now we go to the Unpaved on Rumble podcast. Now, this is Sean Salisbury.
Hmm.
I think still lives here in the area. No, his kiddo went to Plano West. Yeah. And he's also with Coach JB. Now, Lucius has played Coach JB a bunch. You know, this guy from Last Chance U, he says a lot of wild off the cuff stuff.
Yeah, he breaks down plays while having like a high ball in his hand at the same time.
He's crazy. He's wild.
He shuffles the ice in there. Diggy, 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 diggy. Yes. And he does X and O's. The son of a bitch should have went right here and he went over there.
And he's like smoking a cigar. Yeah. I mean, very entertaining.
Sounds like a good podcast.
Yeah, it's wild. So they listen to Deontay Johnson and they go off on him basically saying how he didn't want to put the bad tape out there because he was cold and he just wasn't feeling it and he was mentally checked out. Here was their discussion.
I don't want to put bad tape out there. That's what the quote is.
He said, I don't want to put bad tape for people to see. Yes.
All right, is he in f***ing JUCO or high school trying to get a scholarship or something? Am I missing something here? Is he not making millions of dollars already and made it to the NFL?
He would have been cut on the sidelines. You're not going in because you're cold. Even if you are, first of all, even if you're just trash and a clown like that teammate anyway, and we can say it's you on you, can you imagine all the teammates that are out there playing, some beat up and hurt, saying 41 degrees? You're not going in? Dude, there would have been a fist fight old school on the sideline, and the players would have been a part of it. Somebody would have grabbed the dude around his jersey, and you know, guys, the some of the dudes I played with in the past, it wouldn't have been or played against. To me, this is absolutely – you can't be a more – unless you're stealing from a teammate, which in essence this is, you couldn't be a bigger turd. I wouldn't hire the guy if I had to play a right guard at wide receiver for the following week. I would not put him on any roster – because he's a chump that won't go in and support his team. But this, to me, he's a teammate.
It was, I mean, I agree with kind of what they're saying here. I would have no part of Deontay Johnson anymore.
Well, we're kind of learning that now.
Yeah, and now he's in Cleveland, and we'll see what happens there.
Teams will chase talent, and until they figure out that really, okay, I could see what the other teams, and then it gets to a point like, you know, we don't want to mess with this guy anymore, you know? But the thing that's hard is when he says, I just checked out.
And, you know, and that's both places.
And like, I get it, man. I keep mentioning good teams. I mean, you're a player on a team that's are playoff teams. You know, you got to be ready. And if you don't get in, well, then the next week maybe they find a way to get somebody gets hurt and you do get in. But the fact that you just said, "Nah, I'm good," you know, that just right there. Like I said, if I was a general manager of a team, I would say, "Okay, this one's on me. I thought that we could bring this guy in. Mm-hmm. I put him with the coaches. Obviously, this is on me. Guys, this won't happen again. Okay? I learned my lesson. Guy's a talented player. We kind of saw the talent, but I've got to do a better job of identifying guys that want to play football and guys that don't want to play football. And obviously, he doesn't, but that's on me."
Well done.
You know, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And you move on. And when you hear things like that, if I'm a general manager listening to him talk, I'm not giving him another chance.
Yeah, it would take at least a couple of years. And hearing that Deontay Johnson had, you know, tried to figure things out. Like, the kid really needs a mentor. Yeah. It sucks for him because he's letting his talent kind of go to waste here because he can't overcome adversity. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Like, as a pro, even the best guys are going to get criticism and the public isn't happy. Like, anything you choose to do in life, somebody's not going to be happy with your performance. You're going to have an off day.
Sure.
How do you react to that? Right. You got benched. How do you react to that? Do you totally give up? Like, how could you at any team right now? Yeah. It's got like CFL written all over it. You know? Yeah. So it's unfortunate for him. And yeah, I think that's a big deal for teams to try to root that out and look into college. But I mean, when the guys in the pros and multiple teams are moving on, I guess Houston had a big need there late. But
I did
wonder as you were saying that, like, is that what we're looking at with Trayvon Diggs right now?
I think that's fascinating because that does kind of jive with a lot of what I've heard. I think, you know, dealing with the injuries, that's tough, right? Like, yeah. I feel for Trayvon Diggs in that sense. He signs the contract, then all of a sudden, boom, I have two catastrophic injuries. Yeah. But there also comes to the work ethic, and there seems to be quite a disconnect between, like, how much are you really trying to get back on time, and are you doing everything you can from the Cowboys' perspective, and then Diggs' perspective of, well, here's my documentary that I'm putting out on YouTube to show you what I've done. So there's some type of not disconnect here between both sides.
I think that he's played for a very hard coach in Nick Saban. He played for a very difficult coach. So you're kind of, if he ever says, well, he can't take hard coaching. No, he's taken very, and Nick Saban coaches a secondary, so he's been beat up at some in some games, probably for some of his stuff.
Yeah,
I think there's a huge disconnect between him and Britt Brown. That's the problem, and you know, Britt is one of the best in the league at doing this. He's also super, super, super tough, and that's what surprises me a little bit about Diggs. That Diggs is used to being around guys that are very demanding. And Britt is very demanding because he wants to get you back on the field. You know, that's his job. But you have to be willing to meet him halfway on it. And I'm surprised. But there's a disconnect. I'm going to say it.
Damn right.
Between
there is,
Diggs and Britt Brown. And I think it's really bad because Britt Brown has done a good job of getting guys back on the field. And Diggs doesn't trust him or doesn't think, or maybe Diggs thinks, no, he's too hard on me. I'm not going to be pushed that way. I'm not going to be bullied that way. I'm not going to be, and I use the word bullied. That's not, Britt's not bullying. Britt is very demanding when it comes to pushing guys to be back and not be back before the coaches, but, you know, try and get themselves as healthy as possible to be ready to play.
Right.
They're not going to put anybody out there that's hurt. They just don't do that.
No, of course not. They're one of the best in the league.
But Britt is an SOB with this. He takes this very seriously. I've seen him 15 years of my life. I've watched that man work. He is very serious. And if you don't share the same demeanor about that, about trying to get back, that's what him and Dak get along great doing this because they both, to the point where Dak had to have another surgery, right? Because they were working so hard.
You got to save Dak from himself sometimes.
Yeah, you got to say that's what I'm saying. So It's just surprising that Diggs has this kind of demeanor.
It made me think of Pickens because that's another Steelers receiver they got rid of.
Yeah,
and I don't think
and
George
he gave up on Pittsburgh, last
right?
Year.
And I don't think George mentally is quite like this with Deontay Johnson. But when we're talking about like a guy that's going to get a second contract and maturity is a big issue, like, are you a pro? If I'm paying you like $25 to $30 million a year. I need to rely on you. And if reliability is a question, I'm not giving you a second contract, man.
No, I think that's well said. Okay, there we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about the Stars news of the day, and we'll be back on the Rangers for you and what we thought of DeGrom's performance last night, and what should he do the rest of the summer when it comes to taking starts off, because he is so amazing, and the Rangers need every single one of his gems, don't they? Well, Chuck, what are we doing next, though?
Okay, coming up on the other side, let's do a little bit of a Hodge, shall we? We'll talk some more Mavs with you. Which NFL player comp would you give to Cooper Flagg? How about
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's next in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We're 1 hour now from LA Live. The first LA Live in a week. The first G-Bag of the day in a week coming up 5:30.
I was about to say, Dawson, you're hard out for this. This show is 4:52:36.
We got a good solid segment of basketball talking here for you at the top. We'll talk Rangers. We'll talk Stars. We'll talk more Mavs. I got a Cooper Flagg question for you. I think you're going to like here coming up in the 5. Well, Chuck, take it away.
All right, well, let's stick with Cooper Flagg as last night afterwards, after the first round of the draft. We do have night 2 of the draft. I don't know how pumped you guys are.
I might watch it.
877-881-1053.
I like how the young kids are wearing those big Steve Hightower suits again, like the 90s draft.
I wish they were.
They were making the. I seen them. A few. They had the big joints on.
I like how the guys have
tan suits too, bro.
The inside of the, you know, the silk part of the jacket. They've got like pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Inside
their
jackets. What they're doing on the inside of the jackets now is awesome.
Yeah, your whole family and whatnot. Yeah, everybody to represent.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. The Ace Bailey stuff was fascinating. Like, teams were told not to take him, and then Utah said, screw this, Danny Ainge. I don't care. The best player on my board, I'm taking it.
That guy said, I'm not working out for you, Danny Ainge. He said, watch this, I'm about to draft you.
Yeah, I'll draft you. So we'll see how Ace Bailey turns out, but this will make you feel
old. Cost about $9 million, they said.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Hopefully he makes that back with an awesome career. Otherwise, that was not a good decision if you were Ace Bailey.
Should have worked out.
Should have just said, okay, I'll go number 2. Yeah. But on SVP on SportsCenter last night, post-draft, we had Cooper Flagg talking about his favorite player growing up, and I don't know.
In Maine?
This might make you feel a little bit old.
There's going to be a moment when you're guarding somebody or somebody's guarding you that might have been a poster on your wall when you were a kid, might have been your favorite player. Like, who's the guy, Cooper, that you imagine when it hits you? at some point next season, oh my gosh, this is my life, this is me, who's that person?
That's a good question. Maybe Jason Tatum. You know, that's somebody that I watched a lot at Duke and then watched a lot again at as he's gotten onto the Celtics and had an incredible career so far.
We look forward to Tatum being healthy enough to get out there on the floor and share it with you.
Jason Tatum, who's like 9 years older than Cooper Flagg. Maybe 10. I don't know if you go by like the days and everything, but gosh, it's like that's how young Cooper Flagg is. This is like that's Jason Tatum was the guy he was watching with posters on the wall and thinking, man, it'd be really cool to play against him in the NBA.
Been in the league like 8 years.
Yeah.
It seems like forever for that guy,
it's
half
unreal.
His life. Yeah, you know, I definitely thought about that. I felt old earlier when we were talking about his mom's favorite player growing up was Christian Laettner.
Oof.
Like I might be older than Cooper Flagg's mom.
Yeah, you might be.
Probably am.
Man, and the moms were they were still on the show last night. I think it was
second overall picks, mom.
That's right. Yeah, she Dylan Harper's mom.
He's Baylor, right?
She went viral. No,
she's very well spoken.
VJ Etzcombe.
Oh,
was the Baylor kid.
Oh, it wasn't. It was
Dylan Harper's mom.
Oh, it was Harper's mom. It was, he was a second pick.
Maria. Okay. Maria.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, she told Sports Zone Jersey.
Just not a Maria, bro.
Yeah, Maria.
I ain't
Maria.
Even seen it, but I already know a Maria's.
It's a song.
I already know, bro.
Oh, Maria.
Not a Maria, bro.
Yeah, she blew up on the Tiki Talkies.
No,
she now has 100,000 followers on social media, does Maria.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Dylan Harper, winner of the night, and his mom, Maria, stealing the show. But I love the trades and the trade possibilities that we can get into. I'm hoping something good happens tonight. Maybe we get something juicy. Apparently, a Trae Young trade was going to go down with Sacramento. King said, no, we're not interested. They did not want them some Trae Young.
What'd they have to give up? What they're giving up?
The details of that did not yet emerge.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't get that far.
Shams not working? What are we doing?
We're locked in with Trae.
Bring back Woj for these things.
You think that's what
we
need?
I need to know what's going on, man. I tried to make some calls to the Nets. They weren't taking any of my calls.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the Hawks have been wheeling and dealing. They make the trade to get Kristaps Porzingis. And I guess now with Sacramento, this is per Sam Amick, Kings officials ultimately decided to pass on pursuing Trae Young due to concerns about how much an extension would cost and his offense-first style of play.
That's that crazy so coach there, Quinn Snyder.
We're good here.
Okay, so this is Ron Harper's dad, the former Bull and Laker, the five-time champion. Played. He was Ron Harper, a great member of the
that's
second.
That's Dylan Harper's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's his wife.
Maria.
Yeah.
Nice, Ron.
Oh.
Ron and Maria.
She's very pretty.
Shout out to the Harpers.
Very pretty.
Maybe we can get a reality TV show with them. Now, Boston's still taking calls for Derek White, but they're also actually listening to offers for Jalen Brown. I'd be shocked.
They're
if they
shedding
move Jalen
some
Brown.
Salary here right now, right?
But, yeah, but they are. They absolutely
they've
are.
They've done like over 200.
They're kind of going.
Yeah, they're back under the aprons and stuff. I think they traded for Anthony Simons just for his expiring contract.
Absolutely. But the Derek White thing's interesting to me. Like listening to Tim Cato, he's right. There are log jams here on this Mavericks roster, and I love the depth. And certainly at times throughout the season, that's going to pay off for him. But Derek White would excite me way more than a D'Angelo Russell would.
Oh, yeah. Off. Derek White is one of the best glue guy, role player plus that's out there.
Splash away, baby.
Yeah.
Splashing away.
That would be amazing. I just wonder how interested the Mavs are doing this. Like, the move they made last year to leave it just Kyrie. Like, do they really think we don't need ball handling? We're going to play quick and everybody's just passing and moving forward. We want to have the best defensive team ever.
It's weird.
Turkey sandwiches and Diet Cokes.
And I think if you're Boston, if you're looking at it like, we don't want to have Brown and Tatum. That's not the model. We don't want two $60 million players.
You think there's an offer the Mavs could make to get in on Jalen Brown? You think Anthony Davis would pique their interest?
Well, yes, I do. I do think the Mavs have enough, but I don't think they have the interest.
Remember,
I told you
the other day, though, that
they're not trading.
AD would only, the only reason Nico would trade him is if AD asked him to trade him.
Well, maybe AD needs to do that. The last thing here, Austin Reeves declined a max extension with the Lakers that would have paid him $89.2 million over 4 years. Uh-oh. He thinks he can cash in on a larger deal in the future. Well, I hope that doesn't end up being like a Dennis Schroeder type of decline for Austin Reeves.
I think it's probably a dodge bullet for the Lakers, though. I just don't know how you could put Luka, Reeves, and LeBron on a court together and think you're going to stop anybody.
Who was my guy for the Timberwolves way back in the day that turned down a bunch of money? I hate to do this.
Wally Szczerbiak?
No. There was a guy that was a... I'll look it up here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, Dawson.
They happen. I remember the Mavs had one with Nerlens Noel. Remember that?
Yes.
He turned down
$70
million.
There was somebody with the Timberwolves that turned down a huge contract and said, I'm good kind of a thing. And then this career just completely flamed out from that point on.
It's just wild. And I know it's happened here and there, and it's sad, but you think about the loss. How could you ever recover from that psychologically? Hockey Man is back.
Was it Latrell Sprewell?
I don't think so. No.
It might be Sprewell.
Now, he choked his away, right?
He was in that bankrupt.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Did the chance go over the line last night? We'll ask you some DeGrom questions as well coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.